Capital 263.
Yo, what up, how you doing? This is Nana and the other guys. I'm figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes, or 45 minutes, or an hour and a half, bro. Like, who cares? Who cares? Yeah, relax on it. Welcome to Nana and the other guys, and thanks so much for listening. I don't know, I'm super excited because last week we didn't have an episode because I had a creator's block. And then when I went to the group, I was like, yo, guys, we can... Then everyone started suggesting things we could talk about. I was like, no, I should have asked people before, which just shows you I'm a bit of a solo player sometimes. But it's okay. My mistake.
That's why we're called other guys.
Hey, it is.
Yeah, the other guys, unknowns.
It's not Nayonai and Archie and Nigel and Nomaliso. No, it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm the man. But
thanks. You've been on your this knee tip.
Listen,
this man, you're showing us who's boss of the podcast.
I am as soft as
wool. Well, wait for 31 July.
You're testing me. Listen, I'm still admin in the group. Okay, so you can hear a couple of voices. What up, Archie? How are you doing? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I don't have a backstory for you, so it's just what's up. I'm done.
You never have a backstory for me.
What can I say? What are you? Are you unfolding?
You always have one for me.
I always do.
Introduce Nigel. Let's hear this favoritism kick in.
Okay, so Nigel, right? So you live in the avenues and you're a bachelor just like me. Now, the thing is, I wanted to ask you specifically, Nigel, which supermarket has got the nicest for viewing pleasure? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because
supermarket, by supermarket, you mean like spa?
Yes, like spa. Like which supermarket
like do you local? Like?
Yeah, like when you're around, like when you're shopping around, yeah, there's great stuff and options for prices, but there's also really lovely looking people. Like,
To be honest, there's nothing. There's nothing. Locally, there's nothing. Pick and Pay. Which Pick and Pay is that?
Avondale.
Oh, Pick and Pay.
Yo.
Pick and Pay Avondale. Pick and Pay Borrowdale.
Listen.
Pick and Pay.
See, that's, I think that's my problem. Because I really go to a Pick and Pay.
Uno shop a Kubigo.
Where do you shop?
Fifth Avenue Spa it's basically Fifth Avenue.
Listen.
It's okay for you to tell them you also order online on Freshener Box. They don't try and make them.
Yes, I do. I order online Freshener Box.
When you can afford. When you can afford.
It is what it is. I'm going to keep it a thou. Like, I was in Pick and Pay and I was like, you know, like the masks are stopping us from seeing the full view. But I like what I see. Like, Inki, just see from the nose going up that, like, there's potential here.
There's potential.
Like, I can see a future. You and I.
You're definitely going to be one of those Chinese. We will be wondering.
I know.
Oh, it will be obvious. It will be one of the two. Either we will wonder or we won't have to ask when we see it.
Listen, like, for me, the internal love is more important than I'm like, you know what I mean? There was this thread of beautiful Zimbabwean girls that just kind of went through, right? And then someone said, like,
didn't make it on that list.
It was a thread. Like, you didn't put yourself on that thread. You should have put yourself on that thread. You put yourself on.
It's a game.
So this one guy was like,
I see beautiful girls.
No, listen,
girls with data.
So this one guy was like, guys, that normally, so like data, like it makes her laugh really slowly, like an evil kind.
Like, yeah.
So someone said on this thread, like, this thread is not for those girls with inner beauty. So just relax. Like, it's not about.
Baby got roasted.
I found that funny. But that was my story for Nigel. So now we know Nigel. We can show you where to go to when you need to do some soul searching. Huh?
Perfect. Yeah.
Normally, so is the one girl that I feel like is making farming look cool.
I know.
I have to admit that, yo, every time.
True.
Like, every time you don't complain about the country and you just have this retweet about how great you guys are doing, I feel like, you know, you've leveled up, and I just kind of feel weird because I don't feel like I'm there, but I want to be, you know what I mean? But I don't have a piece of land, and I don't have a piece of land because I feel like I'm lazy to look for a piece of land. Tell me, bro, how have you been doing, Exit? Like, just
I've been great, guys. How are you? the tiller has been hard, but farming is great.
Yeah,
it's got its best rewards. It's probably taught me to calm the fuck down. Yeah, there's a lot of things in farming that will make you calm the fuck down. Like, you were thinking you're a boss, and then there's like a pest wave that just comes to, you know. So, but it's been great. It feels great. It's therapeutic.
I see that you're unleashing the dragon with your hair. You know, Cisco vibes there. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
Cisco. All right, guys. Well, I dared the barber to do something creative, and this is what came out.
No, I think it's cool. Like, there's a young Z in your head, and you know, you look like, you know, when John Gomo got like really old, like, just purely like, it's just pure one color.
Normally, so she has her barb with Kama Billiard.
You know what? I'd actually like to meet Kama Billiard's barber because he's pretty skilled.
Yeah,
he's
pretty skilled.
He is, though.
Okay, we're gonna get to the stuff today. I almost get to the shits, but I was like, my mom listened to this podcast, but now I just said it, so it's whatever.
Your mama know you swear, nigga. Your mama know. Let's just move on with it.
Okay, so today, right? So on the actual synopsis, first of all, are you guys still following ED? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I found that's one of the most senseless things ever. Like, unfollow ED. Like, he's my president. I may not.
So I've never followed the dude.
Okay. like the vibe.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let me try and move to a more quieter space. I'll take you guys to the field, essentially.
No problem. But while she walks to the field, right? Like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it made sense. Like, it didn't make sense to unfollow him and show that I don't follow him. Like, for me, it's just one of those things where he's my president. Whatever he says is going to be important, whether I agree with it or not. So I might want to see whenever he says it. And this online stuff, like this online showing of, he probably doesn't even look online as much. He probably doesn't even run that account. So it really doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you
want to know. Me, I unfollowed the guy.
Why?
I did.
Why?
Sometimes the shit that whoever is running that account says, it's freaking annoying. Sometimes very ignorant. Sometimes so switched off from the reality that we're living in. That, you know what? Whoever said that hashtag had a point. I mean, we're not trying to make him unpopular, but in the space of the things that we need to talk about, do we really want to be listening to a guy saying things that don't matter? Nah. So I unfollow, but he still has got at least about 500,000. So, hey, he's cool.
Like, he's still cool. I unfollowed. I think it was also because I was pissed off. But as soon as I unfollowed, I was like, well, now how am I going to know this?
The screenshot association has that.
So you know what? I initially wanted to follow him, but I told myself, never. I will never follow that. Never. Oops, did I just say?
No, I went to prison. Like, Do you know Ace Lumumba went to prison for such things?
He's not a classic. Oh, now you need to cut this.
Daddy,
you need to cut this section out. I did not say that.
Who your daddy be?
We'll figure that out. Don't worry. I'll switch out.
Please do. I don't want to end up in prison.
Oh, the clearances. We mean the person who's running the account, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Not him himself.
But nonetheless, he's an angel, I tell you. I love him. So
living in a world of dictators. That's what happened. Maybe we should keep it on, huh? We should keep it on. We might just get that 500,000 juice on the podcast. Listen, so let's keep it moving.
Yo.
I mean,
like, podcaster in prison after, what do you call it?
But you know what?
The office of the prison.
You know what? I might not even make it to the headlines. I will just disappear.
Just disappear. You know what I mean?
Don't worry. We'll start a hashtag for you.
Which one?
Guys, this is not funny. This is not funny. This is not up for discussion. I did not say what you think I said. Can I please cut that section out? We're not doing this today, tomorrow, never.
It's okay.
Thank the Lord, I'm also recording. If Onai cuts it out, I will put it on the internet. You know how we put it on blast. You better let him keep you, it here.
Nah, you wouldn't, Norma. You're okay. Too kind for that. Nah, right. You wouldn't.
So listen up, guys.
I just want you to visit me at the farm so you can come and hide out here.
You know what I mean? So I want to, like, okay, let's get away from politics 1 second, because I feel like I need to get some stuff off my chest over this one.
Okay.
We have all watched the whole August Alsina and Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith stuff going on, right? I think we watched, I mean, for those who don't know, like, where have you been? August Alsina came out saying, you know what, Mina Vele, I was with Jada. Hey, I loved it. He sounded like a scorned side dude. You know what I mean? Like he was hurt or something, like a scorned groupie. And then later on, they were like, I mean, from Vele, from the back in the day, everyone kind of has kind of thought that Will Smith and Jada were in this open relationship, or there's just going to be things that they do. So this week.
They're weirdos.
Yeah. We don't have to cut that out because nothing's going to happen to you. Right. So this week, there was the red table talk, which we had all been waiting for, which was 12 minutes long, you know, especially getting like, I don't really watch the red table talk, but they don't give us 12 minutes. They give us like a young hour or so. But this time they gave us 12 minutes. And Jada Pinkett Smith basically told us or revealed to us, you know, there was a time that she and Will split up. And after they split up, she went to go get jiggy with it. See what I did there?
Entangled.
Now, before we get to our final point, there've been lots of people with so much to say about this. There've been so many teams. Team Vele women are trash. We told you. Team men do it too. So it's your turn. Team Onai is which other team? You know the team. Don't tell people how to feel about things.
The team I love is the team women. Like you punk ass bitches now want to complain about getting cheated on. Oh, welcome to the world.
Welcome to the world. Yeah. And welcome.
But I have to say, firstly, I am team protect the victim. And the victim in all of this for me was August Alsina.
Why? Like, why? Let's start there. Why should we protect it?
Let me tell you.
Hmm.
You know how right now in the pyramid of oppression or the pyramid of power, we can claim that men have more power than women. More essentially, Caucasian men have the most power, followed by Caucasian women, and sometimes interchangeable with the black man, and at the bottom is the black woman. But the one thing that pyramid or the power dynamics doesn't say is that when you give a woman power, do they have the ability to abuse it? What we saw there was Jada abusing her power extremely to a young man, firstly, who was sick, who was addicted to drugs. The best thing you could do for that person, who we clearly know anyone who's going through such kind of a state, they are bound to get attached in feelings, wasn't the best you can say is that was an entanglement. When somebody's like, I almost died. He's shaking when he's talking about like, no guys, and someone's like, no. It was just an entanglement. Just like, what are you? Then I decided, I actually love my husband. No. She really abused her power.
I say the victim. I disagree with you and say the victim is Will.
Let me explain. That man gave consent, guys.
Let me explain. Consent. You're a woman. Let me explain to you as a man why I feel like Will is a victim. Now, I'm going to dial it back a bit. Will, for me, started acting a little weird, like jumping off things. There was something in him that said, I'm unhappy. I'm not even going to lie. And I had this conversation with my friend. Like, there's something about the way he was behaving that, like, the way his family is, and I'm going to be a little toxic about this. No black man, right, will want to hear you, your wife getting famous about having this soulmate relationship with another dead guy. Right. First of all, like, and on a heart to heart level, Will Smith has to live with the fact that Tupac had Jada's heart. Now, Ulo Tongban, this guy August Alsina has Jada's bed. Like,
content.
Bruh, everything's being taken away from me. And he forever has to deal with the fact that there are spaces in Jada's heart that he can never touch. And she's all about it in his face. That's number one. Now, I'm caring about...
Wait.
No, let me go on my toxicity. Then you can clear it up with your black girl magic, right? So the second thing, right, is like, August Alsina is out here claiming that he was breaking your wife's back and all that. And everyone has to make fun of you. And the tone that he had, Vinny, the tone that he had, you could tell that the problem here was Jada. Because you're like, I was tired of your ass. I'm going to leave you. Like, it seemed like she's the one who wasn't more happy. And I guess her unhappiness kind of floated into the relationship and he had to leave. And then still come back because he's a stand-up guy to deal with all this rubbish. Like, I feel like he probably didn't even want to cheat. And then, and for me...
He's not a stand-up guy.
I know. He's just from my hypothetical toxic...
Guy went back. No, he went back to his toxic wife by himself. Like, I admit Jada is toxic. She's like really wrong. But Will Smith, in his own famousness and intelligence, had life choices to make, to leave Jada. And he would have found insurmountably many women, even in Africa, who are going to kiss his feet and would be happy. But he chose to go
guys,
back. Shall we not excuse a man's choices?
No, because... You needed to protect their family. You needed to protect the name. And I kind of, you know, Loki hit me like, is this what God asks for us men to love your wife unconditionally through all the wrongs? And I feel like he probably thought he owed it to her because he also broke up with the other girl to get with Jada. In my head, I just kind of think that's how it worked out for him. That's like, I can't be a failure twice or something. Archie, who do you think I'm fit?
I agree with a couple of points that happened during the Red Table Talk.
Mm.
So I will admit to not having listened to the August interview. I have most of the information secondhand. And probably whatever Jada said before the Red Table Talk. So the whole Tupac thing, I just know secondarily. But one of the first things they said when they started the Red Table Talk was, we feel like this shit is none of everybody's business. Of course, August put it out there. And I sort of agree. Yes, it came out onto the internet. But fuck all of y'all. Fuck you too, when I were thinking that you deserve an answer from either Will or Jada about this shit. It's their marriage and their own shit. And at Archie, that time...
But Archie, the moment you put your shit out there, we have a right to know. Like, you made it public. You made it a public issue.
The thing is, they didn't put it out there.
Which is what I'm going to go... This is the second issue, but normally, so, like, hit me. Go.
Sorry, you in the spirit of democracy and being non-toxic, August was very well within his right to speak his own truth. And if his own truth had your toxicity all over it, please, let us hear it. And she should have said, fuck y'all, I don't want to say anything to you people. We would have been cool with still going on that. Those people are just weird and just cancel them because we are kings of canceling. They would have never seen the daylight or seen anything.
Before I get,
I really think we would have gotten bored with that story like 3 or 4
days. Wait, listen. Before we get to answering that Nomaliso question, I want to say, what do you learn from the not the him getting stuff off his chest, but the Red Table Talk? This is my biggest learning point, right? If you are healing from a problem, you are in no space to get into a relationship with someone else who's also healing. For me, which is a big problem with a lot of young people, who are trying to be hooking up with people who are on the mend as well. And because we often use these different ways, because intimacy feels like it's a healing thing, but it's not. And many people don't want to admit that they're broken. And I really, really, really absolutely hate that. So for me, that Red Table Talk, and you know what? I totally agree with this person who said Jada is masterful at weaponizing language of healing and emotional awareness to present the facade of introspection and reflection, for the purpose of evading accountability. I feel like when it comes to healing, women sometimes don't want to admit. She didn't even say sorry. Not that she probably didn't say sorry like to him, but she didn't even say, I wanted to hear that I'm sorry. I needed to hear that.
Why did you need to hear that? It was a 12-minute conversation. Sorry. Do you think that stuff would have made me feel better?
I feel like the things that she kept saying were, it was okay for me to do this bad thing because I needed to heal. I personally do not want to be with a girl who needs to get into an entanglement to find out that she really loves me after all. Like, I ain't trying to be with that.
Well, Will does, so that's okay. That's Will's problem.
He's not happy, that man.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Sorry. I wanted to just say that whilst August was happy to say his truth and everything, Hollywood, guys, is so toxic. Huh? The only reason why the Red Table Talk happened the way it happened was lights, camera, action. At least if we're going down, let's go down with a few millions or whatever it is. They weren't out there to make this issue or be accountable about August Alsina. They were coming in to say, how are we saving face, right? None of all of that shit, like even the way the conversation went down. Those guys are Oscar award winning actors and actresses.
Yeah.
They were ready. Bad marriage for life, what. They were ready for that shit. They had to make like statements. Things like entanglement, they knew that it would carry the wave, huh? Even Will then clapping back, I'm like, hey, like, entanglement, Jada, really? It's like, oh yeah, well, it was a relationship. TikTok is on fire. So let's be very weary of these Hollywood people, and August included. He needed a comeback. Very soon he's dropping a record, Mirai Moon.
I think he already did. But an also, album. To what Normalis was saying, let's not forget that in the past year, Will Smith has become the master of anything internet video under 5 minutes.
Except his movies, which are not under 5 minutes.
Mm. I said under five minutes.
Under 5 minutes.
Like, Will Smith kills that now. Like, he's amazing. He's playing with all of the YouTubers and TikTokers. Like, for all, Normalis was right. These guys are getting like a large bit of
whatever it is.
Popularity from this. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So the question that I had in the synopsis, right, was this is before this Red Table Talk happened. First of all, before, you know, there's this Ask Tari Twitter handle that where people send anonymous problems. One of the first ones that was very popular was this girl who was basically saying, I'm the side chick to this other guy who's popular online, and the girl thinks he's amazing, but I feel like I want to out this guy. You know what I mean? Like, she just felt like she wanted to out that guy. And then...
Why?
That's the question, right? Mm. And the second thing was that, like... August Alsina, like, when he did that interview with Angela Yee, he was like, you know, I just wanted to get it off my chest. I wanted to speak my truth. I wanted it out. And then he's kind of ruining a vibe for some other people. So it... I had this...
Sorry. Let's bring context.
Okay, bring the context.
August's interview was an hour long. Jada Smith's pocket was 7 minutes of that whole hour. That took the whole internet because everything else did not really matter. Your sister dying, your brother, you and your drugs. It's not a different conversation from many Americans. But wait, nobody.
Not Jada.
You know what I mean? That's so scandalous, right?
You know what I mean?
But that witch, can I call her a witch, that goes on Twitter to say, yeah, they are now looking very extra happy. Let me just let her know. Please, you go lawyer.
It's not so.
I agree with Norma because, guys, I haven't personally seen an image of Happy Smith family in over 2 years. I just feel like they've been doing their own thing. What's his name? Their kid,
Jaden
moved out. He's living his own life. Will is there. He's doing his own internet things every other day. Yes, they try to have a family once in a while, but. That family, they're just doing what they want. So when August comes out, you almost feel like, okay, either publicist or he just wants to get off his chest, like he's saying, which he has every right to. But who are you? And I'm going to name Zimbabwe. I don't know who just needs a manja with my guy. I am the side item.
What for, really? What for?
And she goes on to say she thinks he's amazing and I want to out him. So she wants to out this figure just because he's making his girlfriend happy.
So my
if you see yourself guilt, agree, if you see yourself which, agree,
it's just witchcraft, really. I mean, there's no justification for this one.
No, if you're seeing yourself agreeing to be a side,
if you see yourself agreeing to be a side, either you have issues like Jada, or the other person is absolutely amazing, and
exactly.
Your girlfriend assumes so, they are amazing, and you also want some of that amazement.
Yep. My question to you guys, right? It's gonna be kind of like I had an altercation with a friend in the morning, and I love this friend, and this friend put out that we had an altercation on Twitter. So I confronted them and we had this conversation about like, yo, why are you putting all these feelings out? Like it's, and this friend said to me, like, listen up. The reason why is because I use this space as my space. It's my space to do like whatever it is. You know, it's my therapeutic space and I respect that. So in my head, linking Tariwe my dimples, like her service, linking August Alcina, I was like, do you maintain the right to always put your feelings out if it doesn't solve the problems and it just helps you?
I think that we have slowly lost the plot when it comes to social media. There are things that should just be kept to yourself, you know. I think they should be.
What's the logic behind
it? There should be a borderline somewhere, somehow. I genuinely feel that there should be a borderline somewhere, somehow. We cannot just justify that because this is my personal space, I can go out and put nudes out there because it's my personal space. That's the same logic.
And you must. Sorry, I'm a proponent of, I may not agree with what you say, mm-hmm. but I'll defend your right to say it. Mm. It's the one thing that the freedom of speech has given us, right? And guess what is the one right that people don't have? You have a right not to be offended. There is no right like that. Someone will be offended in the midst, right? Mm. Get on with it. But if I use my account that I signed up with my data so that Mark Zuckerberg and his crew can make shit, you don't get to come and tell me what I can say or what I can't say, what I can post and what I can't post, how I feel about certain things, because that is a right that is defended. Whether you or your ancestors or your tribe agree with it or not is secondary. You know what I mean? And but if you don't want to deal with my shit that I put out, unfollow, block, mute, and disappear.
This is exactly why it's become... Norma, this is exactly why the whole thing has become toxic. Because Onai has been offended in that same way because of the same action. And we can't just say, just because it's a personal space, that we condone whatever you're going to post. Okay. I mean, there should be a borderline. What happened to that spirit of, you know what, Onai is my friend and I owe him something.
I need to talk to, like, my issue is, do you know those people who, when they've got problems in their relationship, you can see it on their WhatsApp status?
You can like see there's a bad day.
Like, so, because in the same vein of free to say it, free to do it, right? Like, to me, is that a healthy thing to do? Like, why are you constantly telling us the bad things that are going on? Will it solve the thing? Is that not a signal communication?
So, Norma, problem? I am telling you, we've got too many people. We can actually, we know Kutinasi, Kumbauku, there's something that happened. Okay, she's fighting with her boyfriend. He's done this because they've just become so toxic like that. They put it all out every single day. We know the movement. Like, there's no intimacy between what happens in your private life and your partner. Like, it's just always out there. We can follow you 24/7 just because it's your personal space.
Achi.
I'll go after Achi.
I wanted to say we've got a problem with people posting their personal shit like this when it's people we know, or people we know teacher Kira na wokombi kana teacher Sangana na wopapa 55ing. But when it's a vlogger
pick
from
and
the
pay
States,
or pick and pay,
okay, for them to put up their entire life every other day. It's okay for the blogger to wake up in the morning and be like, fuck, my boyfriend cheated, in the afternoon be like, okay, I'm eating lasagna. But when it's now someone we know, we don't want to be like, why are they sharing their shit here? Yes, I agree there may be a communication problem, which is why they're coming to this platform rather than going to the person. But have you ever thought that the communication problem may be that the other party is receptive? Maybe your friend who ended up posting on Twitter was like, you know what, when I was trying to talk to Onai and he wasn't getting my point across and there was no longer any room for us to talk. You may think you're pretty open-minded and yes, he can tell me anything if this is. But maybe in that conversation, he got to a point where, like, you know what, this guy and me are not understanding each other. Let me just go vent. And sometimes when people vent like that, someone will come and comment or whatever. And maybe they'll give an answer. Maybe they'll come and tune. Nah, no, you are wrong. Your friend was right. Or then I'm like, yes, your friend is an ass. But that's sort of what they're looking for. Maybe you are the one who's not receptive for the comment.
But is... okay, Norma, go.
Sorry. I don't like the way you continue to go, okay, Norma, like I'm holding your microphone.
No, sorry.
It's like I'm about to bust your heart or something. But I completely agree with Achi that sometimes when you put out information out there. The idea is to try and trigger certain discourse. There are other people who generally don't listen in relationships. And then when you put it out there and then they feel like, oh shit, you've opened me up or you've shown my ass to the whole world, they are willing to come back to the table to discuss. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's really to open discourse. It may not was the first option, but it will achieve. So it may solve the problem. It might solve.
I've got a question, really. Let's be practical. On a daily basis, is this usually the reason why people are doing these things? Like, is it because they fail to get the attention using another method and this is the last option? Is this reality? Is this what's happening on the ground?
Because
I think they're now addicted to your interaction with their bullshit. If they're
which is a bad thing.
I'm an entertainer.
Because you know what? Do you know one of those things where if you've got a fight with your girlfriend and you tell all your boys and you're like, my girlfriend's trash, and then you never tell them when you fix things. Now your friends don't like your girlfriend, the people who've invested into helping you and your life. I kind of feel like that's one of the problems that comes out. Like, how are you back with this guy who used to treat you like this when you always complained? You know what I mean? This is like, I just kind of feel like sometimes it may help you get it off your chest in that moment, but I don't know how the interaction with everyone else is going to influence on the progress of your relationship properly.
As an answer to Nigel, I strongly believe that I'm coming. As an answer, is that sometimes, yes, we may not get the discourse, so it's not every day, but also let's remember that people want to be Will Smith and Jada Smith. Huh? We're trying to be famous out here. You know, and that's the world is telling you that if you're famous, you make money. So let's not hate on other people's hustles, right? So it might be a hustle thing. So you are supposed to consume. The issue for me is always with the audience. Like, to me, every time I interact with somebody's item that they're posting on the internet, I always remind myself, I'm an audience and I have all the rights to choose to walk away and to use my finger to click any button that I want to avoid or engage with these things. And when I engage, I must fully interact with all of its consequences of engagement.
That's fair. Still kind of disagree. I support your right to say it, but I kind of disagree with airing out your dirty laundry.
Well done, Onai. That's why you're my friend, eh?
Yeah, boy. Onai 2023.
No, Onai, we're not voting for you guys. I think if, like Norma's saying, if the stuff that people are putting up is annoying, there's always hide content from this person, mute and from your timeline. There's a lot of different things. But just sure, a lot of people are just preying they're preying on people's emotions. It's like when Olinda would come up. I remember I worked in an office full of women, and every time Olinda pulled a live, and they'd be complaining, but they're watching their whole fucking live. And they're complaining, but they're watching. And I'm like, so if Olinda does this and she posts another one tomorrow, you're going to watch again. Do you think she's going to stop? Do you think she's going to think what she's posting is stupid? Okay, so what I was saying was, at the end of the day, Olinda and these people who are churning out horrible content that doesn't benefit anyone still gets more interactions than some reasonable pages and subscribers or other people who are offering good content. And at the end of the day, I think as much as we want to blame them for putting that stuff up, the problem is all the people who are coming in to listen and watch that. They've got an audience. It's like those people who say Simon Chibeto agon wimba. If he can sell more records than XQ, then I'm not going. Like, we may not like it, but there's an audience for that. We are just not it.
I feel you. I still kind of feel like don't put your air out there because ain't trying to see the color of your underwear anyway. So not that pervy. You know what I mean? Okay. Second thing I wanted us to talk about. Like, I don't know if we thank you everyone for your opinion on that. It's cool. Believe what you want to believe, guys. All right. Just don't give it to Normalis also and follow you. All right. Now, second thing I saw this week, which I wanted to talk about, was the issue of protest. So when we're talking about stuff online, it's like, oh, bring the conversation to light, right? So there have been calls by, I believe, this gentleman called Jacob Ngarivume, and the 31st of July has become a very exciting day. Now, it's become an exciting day because this gentleman has been asking everyone to protest. Now, in his message, right, he is saying the protests are for these couple of things. He says that the protest, because I listened to, shout out to Lovejoy from 263 Chat. I listened to his interview and I was trying to get like the gist of it. Like, why should we people be going to protest on the 31st? And he says that, first of all, it's not a day event. We want to talk about, wait a minute. The end of corruption. People in Zimbabwe deserve a soft landing. They want to have this protest to call out corruption from civic society, from private and public enterprises, from our government. And they want to say that we are not happy about corruption. It is killing us. And then he goes on to say that if you're not going to join the protest, then you love what's going on in the country. Now, this young lady called Miss Nyashanu, who went onto my timeline because of Pretty Privilege. I think she makes a lot of sense. And I think so a friend of mine called Nkosana was like, yo, Ona, this girl is your type. I'm like, yo, is she dark skin? Does she have a forward thing going on? So she's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally my type. So I heard her urging people like, oh, you know, protests, we're going to do this, want to do this. And then I thought to myself, I disagree with this, right? I disagree with it because I don't know when protests in my country have ever worked. Outside them being supported by the establishment, quote unquote, November 2017, right? And I tried to think, okay, when have protests ever worked in low to middle income countries, like in countries where democracy might be questionable, right?
And when you burn the state house, it works.
But then that never happens. You know what I mean? And I wanted to look at the definition of protest. And I saw this other article and this is what it said. I just want to read this quickly. And I want to use that as my standing point of disagreement or my, I'm not going to join the protest. Say protests are a grab for attention. They're an attempt to force a conversation about the topic they are highlighting. By themselves, streets don't magically hold any particular power beyond the ability to start that conversation and frame questions for broader society. Successful protests are those ones that win that conversation and win in the framing of the issue. Now, my question is, everyone knows about corruption. Like, I don't think protesting about corruption is going to stop corruption. That is what I think. Now,
we are all inherently corrupt, though. Like, it's the first thing that we have to do. If it were you and you were in power, yeah? Mm-hmm. You know how we all say your net worth is your net worth? Mm-hmm. Imagine if it was us, the noogs, running this country. Mm. How many of us would be millionaires like Patrick Chinamasa and Emma Steele? How many of us would be influencing people to go and have a protest because I didn't make it to the presidential election? And I think this crew of people that have determined their network and net worth are doing their own shit. The truth of the matter is that with that kind of power, everybody is susceptible to being corrupt. And if you want to talk about corruption at a baseline, we are all inherently corrupt in every shape, manner, and form. If you can get to a service station where your homie owns the service station, and you don't have to queue, you, mister, are corrupt. So let's start there. If you want to talk about corruption, how do you teach a people to not be corrupt?
No, my.
What are you saying, Noah? Are you saying that we should accept corruption as it is because we all are inherently corrupt?
Thank you for asking that question. I'm not saying let's all accept corruption. Let's be clear what we want. We want an accountable government with public funds, right? Let them be accountable with public funds and public resources. That's what we want to do. When you use the term corruption, I feel like we blanket a lot of things and then we start to feel more superior. Jacob Ngarivume is one of the most corrupt people I know myself. You know what I mean? Any one of the people that are supporting them are all corrupt in another shape, form, or manner, right? I can call out and say, Ningi is like this, Ningi is like that. That doesn't give us a space to say, I support this purchase because it's in purest form. It's a grandstanding of power. Is it necessary? Yes, but let's be clear about what we're trying to achieve, is what I'm saying.
I wanted to go through first the whole issue around doing the protests with it and then this corruption story that we started. First of all, like, I think the person you're quoting, Ona, is right when they say, like, you know, protest just opens up conversation. So when we ask, is this protest worth it? The question is anyone going to listen after the protest? If no one's going to listen, stay at home, go to work, do something else. And or they need to be very clear about, guys, if you are going to protest, this is what we are protesting for, and this is the result that we want. When you say the result I want is corruption, what are you saying? Are you saying your sister who wants a grade one place to not pay the headmaster $50 so that your kid gets into the school? Because you have to start there, because that's what Nomalis was saying. I think it has to be clear, which guys, this protest, corruption is too broad. This protest is, we want people to discuss this particular thing. Mm-hmm.
Like the Udenge protest, it got him fired because the issue was around ZESA, ZTEC, and the Ministry of Energy, and the tenders that were there. Like, being spot on about that, because that petition is a bit tricky.
I think this protest is about abuse of public funds. But there's this saying, when you constantly do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, you must be an idiot. Now I can say idiot in the most comfortable way. Yes, you are an idiot, right? But so my question is, guys, how many times have we heard about these so-called protests and these stairways? Have they brought us anything? No. So if we're going to do the same thing that we've always been doing, and then we know that we're going to fail, just go. Don't even attempt, guys. I am tired of this. Let's protest. Unpopular opinion, but you know what? I'm not excited about this 31st of July thingy, Kwandiri. It's going to be, you know what? Business as usual. I'm sorry. My opinion. Because you can't tell me you are waiting for someone in Budiriro there to be the one who's going to be on the firing line, and you are sitting at home, walk out and up on Facebook for
hashtagging. Hashtagging.
Come on, guys. Let's not even waste time. Let's continue Nizwa Tukwita. Let's go ahead with our normal lives. Let's stop wasting each other's time, please.
He's talking like a person with a job, Normalis. Can you hear him? Let's continue with our normal lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking like a person with a job. Yo. Go
ahead.
Okay,
after
Achi, I can
popular opinion.
All right. Same thing, Danejo. In the 90s, protests and stairways worked. Protests worked because there was a group of people in power willing to listen. So use it to get tanga kukurasa sadza and kuita pupuzi mpoto. They were just logical next week, and the country would kind of stop still and listen to what they've got to say. And you, most of the time they had a point and some progress would happen. Stairways would happen, and there was a lot of industry going on then. So stairway 1 or 2 days. Imagine with all the factories that were working in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, there'd be machines that were running and lost in those 2 days. So it's like that last stairway that happened last year. No one said, Kuti, young ones stay away. No one said why people were staying away, how long they were staying away,
how long?
And what result people were supposed to wait for before they
go. Exactly.
So at the end of the day, and I know you're going to say it's spoken like a person with a job, but at the end of the day, after that last year's stay away, us people with jobs went to work 7 days later with 7 days backlog. Our companies that we work for now suffering, and no progress in the country. That was a waste of my 7 days, even most of the other that had internet. And I think if we speak of the fact that, okay, I lost my train of thought. Noma
wants to say something.
I personally totally agree with you guys, but the only reason why I'm not going to this protest, me, I love protests, guys, like, protest culture is in my blood, right?
We know.
Yeah.
the reason why I'm actually not going for this protest, to be specific, is that COVID-19 is on its rise. What do you mean you were protesting?
It's the worst time to protest.
What do you mean?
But guys, let's be honest. I've always asked this question. I marvel when I see people writing the hashtag on Twitter, on Facebook. How many people actually do intend to go out to the protest?
And the thing
how many people? Yeah.
The lady, the young lady who I also followed on Instagram and planning to slide into her DMs because I want to make a very constructive comment about a blog that she did. I'm joking. She's a type that shops at Pick and Pay, okay? It's all right, all right.
All right, man. Do your thing.
Can somebody get on that girlfriend?
Hey. I know, right?
Like, you know.
That is what we need to protest for.
Get on that girlfriend. This, and we will achieve something.
That protest has been loud at work and at home. People are like, Onay, get yourself a girlfriend. I'm like, am I looking sad? Like, yeah, you're looking sad. I'm like, no.
Yes, you are. You look like a sad puppy.
No, I'm not looking like a sad puppy. But I'm saying, like, one of the things, like, some people who champion protests are not even in the country to do it. Like, sad, isn't it? Like, you're not in Zim. I don't know, and I don't understand if you know that, first of all, I mean, the government spoke and said, we need people not to be planning any political things, because COVID-19, we're on a route going on to political reforms. They say this on television, right? And I think that once you start doing that, that means you're going against the country, and then you know what happened the last time when the 45 degree angles came through. You're not going to win this one.
And you know what?
This time they won't shoot anybody. They will let COVID do the job for you. I am telling you.
Just die out.
You know what, guys? But let's be honest. I think our generation has too many social media activists. And I think that our generation has become so relaxed. You know, I always picture the last protest. As a person with a job, we were busy on our Facebook live chats. And Chabondoka, guys, busy sending pictures. Chabondoka, and Tovatanzi. Okay, so you guys can go home early. And we go home early, and there's nothing more. That's about it.
But someone,
and we circulate those pictures, those videos of the poor woman. Achitwase. Guys, do we really think
Someone will argue and say, we don't want to be social media activists anymore. We want to get into the street so that we are just like activists. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that what Archie said is a protest works when you've got people who you're protesting to who will listen to you. Now, if you're protesting about corruption, they also say we are trying to stop corruption. They're also saying that. And I don't know what conversations about stopping corruption are going to do. Like, how many years have we faced corruption, guys? Like, I don't think a conversation is what we
since
need to
1980.
Have anymore. So my question, therefore, is, as you speak and then answer this question if you have an answer. If protesting is not going to work for us to make the government more accountable with public funds, then what is?
All right. I'll start by answering that question in my view. My view is that stopping corruption will fix the country. But stopping corruption is no longer just something for the government to do. Mm. Corruption is now very systemic in a lot of places. When you run a red robot and say, it's 9 o'clock, and that is corruption. We need to put different systems. Each and every organization needs to put in its own systems that stop corruption. And then government also at the top needs to do their own thing. I hope other people have got other points. But what I wanted to ask when my hand was up was, it was more for Noma. The question was for Noma, because Noma mentioned how the guy who's running with this protest is one of the most corrupt individuals she knows. And in the States, guys, accountability is a real thing. You don't just come up and tune, hey, I'm anti-child pornography. When people know you're a sugar daddy with 5 kids under 15 who you take pictures of. Someone always brings it up and says, you know what, shut up. Yes, there's a problem, but you need to fix yourself and then come and let's have this conversation about fixing the country. Would Noma be willing to take that conversation? She knows it's corrupt. Would she at any point be willing to go and be like, yo, my guy is pretty noble?
Ooh, look at that. Archie can't answer anymore. Is everyone still there? Okay. So at this point in the podcast, obviously something happened to the internet and I cannot hear everyone. And I think that the internet problem is mine because everyone's quiet. Now, I'll take this moment in time to give a big shout out to everyone who listens to the show. I really appreciate you guys. And I think we're back in action. Not yet. Okay. take this moment in time to appreciate everyone who listens to this show and those who support
those questions. And genuinely want to know, because like we just want accountability, even though she supports the need for change and the need for us to have a protest that fixes things. Would Noma be wrong to ask this guy? Like, Pachena Papu Paruku push a protest, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, Paurukutiwan, Amiri Kupanana Matind.
Maybe I'm also part of the problem. I am busy, very busy. The only reason why I knew about the 31st of July is because I had to come on to this podcast. Otherwise,
me too, to be honest.
I couldn't be bothered. I literally can't give two fucks about it. You know what I mean? Mm. And when I then started to look, who is it and why? And maybe, yes, Jacob gave his nephew a job at some point. Togo made sure that one of his three sons getting to use it by it's not something that would drag me online in the pursuit of trying to grow cauliflower. So like Nigel said, we're trying to get on with our lives, right? So again, I also agree with you. If corruption stopped, we would have a better Zimbabwe. Right. But then we need to actually know what corruption are we talking about. It makes these protests easier. And also I'll go back to the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, right?
Wrong timing.
There's absolutely nothing, like absolutely nothing that can warrant me as a business owner to say to my people, listen, niggas, today y'all can get a day off and exercise your rights to expression and protest and association. And then say, okay, my parents, my child will die. You know what I mean? I may die. I'm not willing to risk that.
No, okay, Normalis is going to quickly go through why she is cannot be bothered about protesting at this point in time because of COVID-19. I think that's a fair place to go at it.
Okay. Right now is not the greatest time to be protesting. We are in a pandemic and like there is nothing, absolutely nothing worth contracting the COVID virus for that will change. You will die of COVID and the guys with the power are still in the power and they are still morally and they have a clear, beautiful hospital for them to go to. You and your team. Like me, have nowhere to go. Please stay at home.
Yeah. Guys, my words would be, let's not be easily impressionable. Like, just face reality as it is. I hate to see us doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I mean, we need to come to reality. It's not going to change anything. So I'm not excited about 31st of July. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm encouraging everyone around me. I'm asking them, guys, do you think it will work? Do you think we will actually achieve anything? If not, then please rather just go on with your lives. We've got so many other things to be focusing on. It's not that I don't want the situation in Zimbabwe to change, but guys, I'm really tired of expecting certain things to change when we are doing exactly the same thing that we did last year and we lost lives. We got people injured. Our daily routines were disrupted. It's not worth it, guys. Just do your life, guys. For now, and we've got COVID. Yeah.
Archie, you wanted
last
to say
year, at least there were elections.
Yeah. Archie, you wanted to get a point.
I wanted to say, along the lines of this COVID stuff that's happening, for one, I'm not saying now is the wrong time to protest corruption and other things, but Noma is right. There's a pandemic. And right now, even in world, in countries with working systems, this pandemic has caused so much damage that there are jobs lost. Economies that have working uncorrupt systems are broken down. So you want us right now to focus on anti-corruption when there's a pandemic that will destroy any efforts on economic building anyway. I feel like if we're going to protest anything, let's protest the fact that the lockdown conditions haven't been increased and tightened because our cases are rising. We opened restaurants last week when our cases had just gone above like 700, 800. I'm a restaurant. Like, restaurants and parks.
Tata Sua must take.
Normalis is not going to complain about the opening of restaurants.
No. But you know,
I wouldn't complain about the lockdown either. But
because they were delivering. And, yeah. But what I mean is, we need to protest the things that matter. And one of the things that matter now is our health and the pandemic. We need to protest about what is being done in terms of the health sector to make sure that with these rising cases, when people go, if people have to go into hospitals or anything, they're getting proper service. The nurses have been on strike for like 3 weeks or not four now. And we don't care. We're just going to do our own parallel protest per side. If we really believe in protesting for good things, because ultimately, if the nurses are back at work, we're in a better position to fight COVID.
And I like that because I think that is actually doable. Like, that will actually bring about some change, you know. This whole blanket corruption thingy,
it's too big for us to
just say corruption. We don't have any objectives, really.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I like how Archie put it, like, we need to have things that are specific to this environment we're in at that time, you know. It needs to be contextual. Like, we've got a pandemic. You want us to go out there, but we don't have hospitals which are prepared to take care of us if we do fall sick. And I mean, this is the time when we should be focusing on what's important. Ngazifambirane nenguva, ngazifambirane
nesizini. Okay. So, Noma.
So I completely agree, but then I want to draw you guys to a bit of wokeness because you've been accused of not being woke. there are other ways of being creative with protests, like especially in this time. I believe that we need to get to a point. I think we're not recording, so much for trying to keep my speech centered that whole time. There are specific people that are listened to by the government versus the people that make the government. Now, as the people, we must look at those people critically and then decide how we deal with those people so that those that don't listen get to listen to us.
So you're basically saying we should boycott products or create a relationship with people who the government listens to.
No. You're putting words in people's mouth.
Into my mouth.
Hey, wait. If your dad is being a prick, but you know your dad listens to your mom, and
go to your mom.
Protest goes kuna mama.
Okay.
Yeah, but then Onai has a good deduction. No, because the person who is listened to by the government or the people who are listened to by the government own utility services. We want to use our phones. We want to drive our cars. You know those things?
Yes.
Yeah. At some point, our protest has to be sacrificial. We have to threaten those that have the power to make those who don't listen to us, because our livelihoods are threatened.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
We can no longer, and the skill set is not necessarily being on the streets or burning down buildings, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we have really learned people. We have, like, people who are into computers. Fucking do something that is amazing. You know?
Okay. I hear you.
Something, not a function that belongs to the steadiness of someone's pockets. I'm just saying,
I hear you.
You know?
Archie, I'm going to let you go.
Thanks. I wanted to say, look at all the protests we've had in the past, I would say 3 or 4 years. When did Tajamuka start? 2016, 17.
5 years ago. 5 years ago.
I feel like all those protests, the people who have come out the most damaged from those protests are Zimbabwean entrepreneurs. People with their shops in town, the protests get rowdy, raiding starts happening. You're back. No one was protesting with a clear mission, but you don't have your stock. Now you've got nothing. You're starting from scratch. The everything else is still the way it was. But I will admit that there was the one time where we had that one stairway where, you know, even in a Delta, we're now complaining with the production. They're now suffering because their machines that they have created to to run 24 hours had gone several days without running. You know, those people were affected, and it forced arms to maybe help people push the conversation across. But you know, if this protest is not going to help anyone, Inam with Nigel, I'm not going to protest this 31st. On top of having not known about it until you sent the synopsis, I'm not going to join it. It only makes my life hard. I get to be part of, I believe, essential services. And Inini, what I'll keep doing is I'll keep working on making sure that we can do that. And like, if we can provide people the things that help, it's better than protesting and killing Nomaliso's hustle. Now Noma can't even deliver vegetables because you locked town down.
Actually, on the 31st of July, I can quantify how much money will be lost, and I absolutely have no power to help make these people who are corrupt be not corrupt. Okay. I have a figure that I know with uncertain terms that I will choose to say to my employees, let's not go to work and be safe. I'm making that decision for their safety and not for profit.
For profit.
That's the first conscious choice that I'm doing, to say, instead of me saying, yeah, we're supporting the protest, I'm going to say, if you want to go as an individual, know that I chose your safety as a business person to say, I'm not operating on that day, and I'm willing to lose this amount of money that I make on a daily basis for you to also make a choice about your life as an adult.
Right. But
there's nothing on the 31st of July. We might just operate business as normal, or it will be lockdown. I feel like the president's about to announce a lockdown tonight.
Probably.
Tonight.
Guys,
I would be glad if it did, because I'm really worried about people's health. Guys, okay. People are joking around with COVID and how it changed.
That's true. I know I kind of like cut you off there, because I want to get you guys to tell me your social media accounts, because we've got 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go before this session finishes. And I'm going to end it there. I think we kind of got stuff off our chest. Now, I'm in agreement with all y'all. 31st, no, nothing solid. Nothing's going to work for me. And I think Nomaliso's idea makes a lot of sense. Just be a little more creative about the way you speak to those who those in power listen to. So where can you find you, Noma, on social media if you want to interact? I'm going to give you like 10 seconds.
At Nomaliso N on Twitter, Nomaliso Musasiwa on every other network. If you can't find me, if you take my husband and same Kadzuako, you'll probably cast you out, but then I'll be able to find you.
Right. And Archie.
Archie Moyo on all social media, where the views are my own. Okay. Don't get my ass fired for any shit I say here.
Nigel.
Nigel TK on Twitter and NTK on Instagram. Onai, my plea to you, remove the bit, please.
If you keep saying it, I'm going to have to censor too many things, all right? Now you're making me...
I recorded. If you take it out...
Oh my gosh, it stopped recording. Okay, and I'm on air online on all social media platforms. Thanks a lot for listening. I guess this is the end of the show. And you pass it to a friend. I really appreciate you guys, and I love you guys so much. So this is it, guys. Now and other guys, I'm triggering out adulthood in 30 or so seconds. Minutes. Oh, yeah. All right. There we go.
Capital 263.